Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature, Rusty, at 44 degrees, but no snow yet, huh?
No snow. Not anytime soon. That's the high for the day. Partly sunny skies, but windy.
There is snow elsewhere, though, in the state. The far northern part of Wisconsin getting an early taste of winter. Storm system brought 3 inches of the white stuff to Upson in Iron County last night and early today. Butternut in Ashland County at 2.5 inches. Winchester in Vilas County, 2 inches. A dusting expected in those areas yet today. Maybe another inch or two yet tonight as a pair of low-pressure systems move north and east of the Badger State. Several inches of snow expected tomorrow around Bayfield Peninsula in the Gojibik Range in Ashland and Iron counties. Forecasters expect even more snow on Wednesday night into Thursday in the Lake Superior snow belt. While our area of the state will stay snow-free, could see a killing frost, though, tonight.
President Obama says he understands that the Affordable Care Act website has been slow and people are frustrated, but he's got people working 24/7 to boost capacity and fix the problems.
Experts from some of America's top private sector tech companies, who, by the way, have seen things like this happen before, they want it to work. They're reaching out. They're offering to send help. We've had some of the best IT talent in the entire country join the team, and we're well into a tech surge to fix the problem. And we are confident that we will get all the problems fixed.
The president speaking in the White House Rose Garden. The Department of Health and Human Services admits many users of the website, healthcare.gov, have had trouble logging into the site and creating accounts. Others have received error messages or have had to wait a long time for pages to load.
A Plymouth man who was bringing heroin into the Sheboygan area from Chicago will be spending 10 years in prison. 33-year-old Dwayne Candler was arrested last March after the car he was riding in was stopped in the city of Plymouth, and officers found a packet containing 7 grams of heroin on the female driver. She said she had taken Candler to Chicago, where the drug was purchased. Candler was then convicted in September by a Sheboygan County jury after about an hour and a half of deliberation. He was sentenced recently by Judge L. Edward Stengel to the 10 years in prison, to be followed by 5 years on extended supervision.
Just 10 days after it was introduced, Governor Walker signed a bill that uses the state's budget surplus to fund $100 million in property tax relief. The governor held the signing ceremony before about 100 legislators, government leaders, and supporters at the Rice Family Farm in the town of Burlington. Noting the bill got broad bipartisan support, despite the comments of some Democrats, the governor said property taxes went up under the previous administration.
If the trend that was in place under the 4 years before I took office... Under the 4 years before I took office, when Jim Doyle was the governor and a different majority was in place in the state assembly and state senate, if that trend continued for the 4 years after that, property taxes for a typical homeowner would be $680 higher. Do you think $680 is chump change? I think that's an awful lot of money for the hardworking taxpayers of this state.
Well, the $52.5 million Sheboygan City budget comes back before the City Council for final approval tonight. Spending for 2014 up by about $500,000, or about 1%. More than half of the entire city budget goes for police, fire, and public works, nearly $28 million. If approved as presented, city property owners will pay about a dime per thousand more for city services next year. That's not including state, county, and school tax. Total tax bill, including all components last year, by the way, this is with all three of the components, $23.78 per thousand of assessed value.
It's not legal to drive 70 miles an hour as the bill awaits Senate approval. The state assembly has already given the green light to a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit, but its fate is uncertain in the Senate as opponents lobby against the measure. Brian Landers is a traffic law and traffic crash investigation instructor at Madison College. He doesn't see a problem with the higher posted limit, saying surrounding states have equal or higher speed limits.
I don't think that the increase of 5 miles an hour is going to see any large increase in fatal crashes in Wisconsin. I think that that's easily offset not only through the advancements of technology of vehicles, but also through the education and enforcement of law enforcement.
Landers points to higher vehicle safety standards, including better seatbelts, blind spot monitoring, airbags, braking systems, and other improvements as contributing factors in a reduction of fatal crashes nationally and statewide.
Home sales in Sheboygan County did drop slightly last month when compared to last year, according to the most recent numbers from Wisconsin Realtors Association. County had two less sales this September than September of 2012. It's the first such drop in sales in some time. But the only negative in the latest report, the median price in the county, up over 4% last month when compared to last year. So far this year, Sheboygan County has seen 123 more home sales, and median prices are up nearly 11%.
It's flu shot time. Dan Hoffensperger with the State Department of Health Services says almost everyone should be getting vaccinated against the flu.
The recommendations are for anyone 6 months through adulthood should be getting the flu shot on a yearly basis.
It's especially important for the elderly and pregnant women. Hoffensperger says public health officials are always trying to dispel the myth that the flu shot can cause the flu.
We get a lot of it every year that the flu vaccine caused the flu. I got the shot and then I got the flu. That's not a situation that can occur because you cannot get the disease from the flu.
He says people may already be incubating the virus when they get their shot or may get an intestinal illness that is commonly confused with influenza. The vaccine is widely available from public health agencies and private providers.
How about that forecast, Rusty?
Partly sunny, windy today, high near 44 expected. Sort of similar conditions through the rest of the work week and even into the weekend.
All right. Chilly one today, 44 degrees. That's, as Rusty mentioned, the high for the day. As we get back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.